scripture on the screen.
我们可以一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们来读罗马书十章，我们从十五节读到二十一节。
Let's move to Romans chapter 10 from 10 to 15.
罗马书
21.
十章十五节起。
若没有差遣，怎能传道呢？如听那所记报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！只是人没有都听从福音，因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？”可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。但我说，人没有听见吗？诚然听见了，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。我在说，以色列人不知道吗？现有摩西说，我要用那不成子民的惹动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的民触动你们的怒气。又有以赛亚放胆说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有访问我的，我向他们显现。至于以色列人，他说：“我整天伸手招呼那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。”我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你，赐下你的话语。
We thank you, you give us your word.
我们也是感谢你，你整天的你伸手来呼召世人认罪悔改。
We also thank you every day you stretch your hand and calling people to repent.
虽然世人一再的悖逆，一再的抵挡，但是神一再彰显对罪人的爱。
Even though sinners are again and again rebellious against God, but again and again God show His love to the sinner.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中呢，我们会看见信道从听道来，但是呢世人却一直不信或者一直抵挡。
And from school we just read, the belief is come from here, but the world actually reject the world all the time.
那么并不是说世人不需要神的话，世人不需要福音。
It's not that the world don't need the word of God, don't need the gospel.
这个世界上每一个人都需要神的道，都需要福音。
Everyone of us on this earth, we need the word of God, we need the gospel.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because we all sin, fall short of glory of God.
因为罪既长成，就生出死来。
Because sin developed death.
所以每一个人活在这个罪和死亡的捆绑当中。
So everyone of us will live in the bondage of sin and death.
那只有主耶稣基督能够拯救世人。
Only Jesus Christ can save us.
那么主耶稣基督带来他拯救世人的福音。
When Jesus brings the gospel of the salvation,
那么信靠耶稣基督的人就从罪和死亡当中被拯救。
And those who trust Jesus Christ, they were saved from sin and death.
那这福音的内容是什么呢？
So what's the content of the gospel?
这就是神的道，耶稣的福音。
And that's the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
Jesus bear the sin of the world, died and died on cross.
上帝无罪的羔羊，神的独生爱子，在十字架上牺牲他自己，成为赎罪祭。
Lamb of God died on the cross, offered himself as a sin sacrifice.
让一切信靠他的人罪得洁净，罪得赦免。
All those who trust him, sin be forgiven and sin be cleansed.
那么主耶稣第三天从死里复活，让一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And third day, Jesus raised from dead, all those who trust him will not be perished, but have eternal life.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
我们怎么知道这样的福音呢？
How do we know this gospel?
神把他的话语界的圣经赐给我们。
God put his word, give to us through the Bible.
那么神差遣他的仆人，把这样的话语，把这样的道传扬出来，福音传扬出来。
And God sent his servant to spread his word.
每一个人都需要福音，每一个人都希望被拯，都希望得到拯救。
So everyone need the gospel. Everyone need to be saved.
啊，所以这就是圣经说的，那传福音、报喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
And so that's what the Bible said. How beautiful is those who preach the gospel.
但是遗憾的是什么呢？就是我们刚才所看到的经文，但是却没有人，没有人都信这福音。
But regrettably, that the scripture continues says it's not everyone believed.
啊，以至于以赛亚啊，就好像是所有传福音的一个人代表，发出这样的一个感叹呐、啊：我们所传的有谁信呢
？So the scripture quoted what Isaiah said, like a representative of all those who preached the gospel said, "Yeah, what we preached, who would believe?"
啊，所以这看上去好像传福音是非常失败，因为有谁信呢？这没有人信呢。
Looks like preaching the gospel is a failure because who will believe? No one will believe.
啊，我们这个世界。世人的标准看一个人的美与丑完全很多的时候是根据他是否成功来判断的
So today in this world look at a person usually we kind of judge a person whether he's successful or not
啊，比如说啊，这是一个世界首富
Of course like this is the most richest guy in this world
啊，我们怎么看他怎么漂亮
And we look at his perfect
如果你把他首富的头头拿掉你看他就是个书呆子了
If you take the title of the most richest person, you don't maybe looks like not that attractive.
啊，当然打个比方了，不是针对谁啊。所以，但是我们看圣经，这些传福音的人看上去好像并不成功啊，他们传了没人信啊。
So if you look at the Bible, those who preach the gospel seems not very successful because of what they preach, no one believes, not many people believe.
但他们在上帝眼中看到底是美还是丑呢？
But in the sight of God, they are actually beautiful.
对，他们是脚中何等佳美。
They're beautiful.
所以这其实告诉我们，我们今天应该怎样的来看待那些传福音的人，甚至怎样看待教会，甚至怎样看待在教会里服侍，或者再广泛说，怎样看待基督徒。
So this basically teaches us how today how should we look at those who preach the gospel and look at preach to serve the God in the church? How do we look at the church more even more broadly? How do we look at our faith?
啊，我们不要不知不觉当中被这个世俗世界的标准所影响。你看，哇，你看他们那个教会没几个人啊，他们很失败啊。
And we don't want to be dragged by the current of the world. Say, look at this church; don't have many people. They are very failure. There's much of failure.
啊，我们会啊，你看他啊，传福音没有什么果效啊，他很失败。
And we say, oh, yeah, this person didn't preach the gospel; has been not very effective, so he's a loser.
啊，或者我们看到有一些哇。很多人数很兴旺的教会，或者看啊，他们有些人啊，所谓传福音非常成功，我们就觉得哇，好成功啊，好美啊。
Or maybe we look at the mega church, we look at the people, a lot of people, we say, oh, they're great, beautiful.
啊，其实可能在神的眼中，可能完全不是这样的。
Maybe inside of God, it's not like this.
啊，我记得我们有一次。来看到这个世界上被吉尼斯世界纪录所认证的最大的教会，就是聚集在一起聚会的，就物理上实际聚集在一起聚会的最大的教会，差不多有七八十万人呢。
And one time I look at Guinness record said that they confirmed the biggest gathering is a church. I'm talking about physically that people gather together is like 700,000.
Yeah, 七八十万，他不是什么电视布道什么的，真的就结果他传的是什么呢？是异端。
But in that gathering, actually preached is the false teaching.
啊，他不是真正的在传神的道。
It's not truly preach the word of God.
他传人喜欢听的话。
He preached the people that willing to hear.
他不是真正的让人灵魂得救。
It's not truly for the salvation of a soul.
他可能只是为了让他在吉尼斯世界纪录上拿到第一位。
It's maybe only just get together to get the first place in the Guinness record.
在世人眼中看，哇，多么成功啊，多么美好啊！你看他们的这个堂，哇，多么华丽啊！
So in the world view, they're very successful. Their building is beautiful.
在神眼中看，他们并不是佳美的教宗。
But in the sight of God, their working is not beautiful.
好，我们这是会。每一个人都需要上帝的道，但是呢，神也差遣他的仆人传扬上帝的道，但是呢，人却没有都信神的话。
Everyone need the word of God, and God sent His servant to preach His word, but not everyone believes word of God.
那么接下来经文就说，那是不是这些传福音的人他们失职了呢？是不是他们没有让人听到呢
？So was that Bible continues to say, was those preachers, the people who preached the gospel, they failure? People didn't hear?
那么圣经不是的，他们都尽职尽责，他们确实是传了，人确实是听到了。所以人不信，并不是因为没听到，而是听了还不信。
But the Bible said, no, it's not that word didn't preach, but people heard, but they didn't believe.
所以这就是罗马书十章十八节说的，人没有听见吗？听见了。
And that's Romans chapter 10:18 said, is the people didn't hear? Now they hear.
所以没有什么借口。
So there's no excuse here.
那么其实当然，神差遣他的仆人来传福音。那么圣经也告诉我们，神直接把他自己启示给每一个人。
And the Bible said God sent His servant to preach His word, and God Himself also revealed Himself to everyone.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
And you can look on the screen. I just read the scripture for you.
罗马书一章十九到二十一节，十九节，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。所以如果有一个人说，啊，上帝啊，我不认识你啊，没有人跟我说过啊，我不认识你，那圣经说你知道的。
And if someone said, God, I don't know you, no one ever told me about you, but the Bible said, no, you know it.
因为神的事情人所能知道的，上帝其实已经放到人心里了。
Because the Bible said the things about God that people can know that God already put this in our heart.
所以说上帝没有听到吗？没有听到，圣经说听到，都听到了。
And so the Bible said everyone heard.
那么甚至在约伯记大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，给大家读一下。
In the book of Job, and look at the screen, I'll read it for you.
就是你不要说不认识，不要说不知道，就是你切问走兽，走兽必指教你；又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你；或与地说话，地必指教你；海中的鱼也必向你说话。看这一切，谁不知道是耶和华的手做成的呢？所以。就是圣经告诉我们，你不要说不知道，你去问动物都知道，你就问大地，大地都知道。
So Bible basically, if you ask animal, animal knows that. If you ask the land, land knows that.
在这里呢，就是我不知道有多少人注意到，其实就是我还注意到这样的一个新闻，就是现在我们知道有个非常重要的一个数学的奖项颁布了就是这个是专门针对年轻数学家的，四十岁以下。
I don't know if you heard this news. The very important award for the mathematics is announced is to the mathematician under 40.
那么一个华人的一个小伙子，一个华人女士，都四十岁以下，很年轻呢。他们拿奖了。
And two Chinese mathematician was awarded to this award.
那这个是很难得啊。这个我觉得这个是不容易啊，这个是后来这个华人这个得奖的女士啊，她十六岁的时候写了一篇文章。
And one of the woman mathematician She actually wrote the article in why she was 16 years old.
她十六岁写的文章叫《数学之美》。
And the article said the beauty of the mathematics.
啊，我这是班门弄斧，我们这是数学专家。那他的数学美，他哇，数学太纯粹了，太洁净了，他甚至太圣洁。然后他最后提出，哇，这是背后的上帝，这一定是上帝的语言，这一定是上帝。十六岁的小女孩。
And why she was 16, she wrote is that mathematics is so pure, so simple, and so beautiful. It must be the word, the language of God. Why she was 16.
那有些人就说，那这个小女孩很聪明嘛，那他们能想得到，那我们想不到啊，没有她那么聪明。有人可能会这么讲。
Maybe someone said, "Well, she's smart, and so she can think about that. We can."
但事实上，那个小女孩，她刚她上大学的时候，其实都被她的同学和老师认为不太聪明的。
But actually, when she was in college, most her peer and also professor don't think she's very smart.
但是他为什么看到一个那么小十几岁他就看到从一个数学里面看，因为他诚实。
Why she was like 16, she can see the beauty of the mathematics because she is honest.
所以就像我们刚才读的这个经文，那上帝说，哎，你不要说不知道啊，上帝都早就告诉你了，写到你的心里。你不要，你甚至你去问那些动物，动物都能告诉你。不要说不知道，你说这个不知道，不是因为你真的是想，而是你不够诚实。
And so the scripture just let God basically don't say you don't know, and because the animal knows, the land knows, the things you said you don't know is because you are not very honest to yourself.
我们来，我给大家读一处经文啊，在诗篇的十九篇。一到四节的前半部分。
And I will just read you a scripture, Psalm 19.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And I basically said that the heavens declare the glory of God.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
And from this day to that day, from that day to night, is all shows the knowledge of God.
无言无语也无声音可听，他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
Even there's a voice, even there's a language, but his message preached to the end of earth.
所以我们看今天的经文，我们说每个人都需要福音，但是呢，上帝也传讲福音，但是人们说我没有听到啊，没有听到啊。
So everyone knows, everyone needs the gospel, and God also gave his gospel, but people said, I haven't heard it.
但是圣经你听到，其实你是听到了。
And the Bible said, "No, you hear, but you just don't want to hear."
啊，你还只是你不愿意信。
And you just don't want to believe.、
那么当然了，有很多无神论者，他否定这些，他说啊，这些大自然，神界的大自然，对我们讲话，神界的我们内心都没有啊，这都是。那些无神论者都否定这些说法。
Of course, there is atheists. They completely deny that God speaks us through the nature.
当今世界有四个很著名的无神论者，因为他们都是非常著名的学者呀。
And in today's world, there's a four famous atheists.
他们叫新无神论四骑士。
And the people named them the four horsemen of the new atheists.
你说这个世界是多么丑陋吧
？And think about how ugly this world is.
一个否定神的人，却贴上这么给他起这么一个好听的名字，还什么骑士？
And just they use basically the people deny God but give the name of four horsemen.
一个英国人，两个美国人，一个犹太人。
And these four persons, one is a British guy, the other is two American guys, the other is Israel.
因为他们都是在各自领域非常非常出名的这个学者。
They are all very established scholar in their own area.
那么这个英国人他是个生物学家，他就否定。这种神借着这些大自然呐、对我们讲话，他否定。
The British guy actually he is a biologist. He completely denied that God speaks to us through the nature.
那有人就给他争辩了，就说 不是这样的，就是我们出去啊，我们看到这些美丽的山河呀，美丽的自然的景象，我们心里就感叹啊，这后面一定是有一个伟大的造物主造这一切如此的美好啊，这一定是有一个上帝。有人就跟他这样讲。
So people argue with him, no, when we go out and we see the beautiful mountains and rivers, and we are just so shocked at the beauty, and there must be a creator.
那这个生物学家是怎么说呢？这个无神论者就说啊，你看到这些东西美，我告诉你，你为什么觉得它美？那是因为啊，你的祖先呐、啊，曾经在这里找到了食物。
And this biologist said, you find those beauty is because your ancestor look at this theme and they find the food there.
啊，所以这一代一代流传呐、啊，一代流传就说，哦，这个地方，因为其实是我们的祖先在这里找到过食物，狩猎成功了，所以我们就觉得来到这个地方总有一种很亲切、很美好的感受。
And then this feeling, because your ancestor find the food, so generation by generation, this feeling is passed down, and you when you see this theme, you feel so lovely.
啊、他是生物学家讲这个话。
That is the biologist. This biologist said.
我们听到这样的解释，我们就觉得荒唐啊。
And when we hear this, we probably think it's very absurd.
你一定觉得很荒唐，对不对
？And it's very absurd.、Right?
这个地方的美跟食物有什么关系？那不是荒唐的很吗？这不是很荒唐的事情吗
？And the beauty of the scene has what it has to do with the food.
那如果美跟食物有关系，那今天那不是那些国家公园要卖门票，那猪圈要卖门票，你知道吗
？And if the beauty has something to do with food, then the national park should sell ticket, but the pit of a pig should sell ticket.
那个生物学家，你去到猪圈，他去到猪圈，他会觉得好美好美哦，这么多肉可以吃哦，是这样吗
？But if the biologist went to the pig pen, if he sees so many meat, food, does he feel beauty there?
很荒唐，是不是？美就是美，因为有伟大的造物主，有一个充满美是什么？你造物主心里充满了爱，他造的东西就美，你知道吗？所以这跟你什么吃、捕食、狩猎有个什么关系呢
？And beauty has.There, because the Creator is love, so His creation is beautiful, and has nothing to do with the food, and nothing to do with hunting.
啊，所以圣经说的这些真的是真理，是神的话。这世上的那些人，他们都是用非常荒唐的谎言去抵挡神，去曲解神。但是呢，很多的时候我们就看到哇，他是什么生物学家，他是什么了不起学者，我们就被这种谎言极其极其荒唐的谎言，居然都被蒙蔽了。
So word of God is truth, and those biologists they use a very absurd lie to twist the word of God, rebellion against God, and just because of his status, we think we are fooled by those liars.
所以圣经说没有人可以说我没有听到啊，我不知道。圣经说上帝已经告诉我们了，告诉到我们的内心，借着一切的被造物，借着他所传差遣的仆人，告诉我们了。
So Bible said we cannot deny that we heard, and God told us, and God revealed to us through His creation.
所以奥古斯丁说，世界的美好不过是上帝给我们的订婚戒指。有谁会笨到为了订婚戒指而不去认识新郎呢
？And Saint Augustine said that the beauty of the world is the engagement ring that God gave to us. And who would be so fool that just because the engagement ring, we just don't want to seek the bride or bridegroom?
就是。其实简单的说，这句话他写的很有诗意啊。其实简单的说，就是上帝借着这一切的美好，借着一切所造的万物，都把他自己表达给我们。
Of course, Saint Augustine put this statement is very poetic, and with a simple language is basically God revealed himself to us, gave to us.
但你千万不要傻呀！你享受了这么多美好，你看到这一切，但是你却不去思想那上帝那造他的这一切，那你就太傻！你怎么会是这个样子？就像你只要戒指，你不要新郎一样。
And basically, what he's saying, don't be fool, don't be foolish. You enjoy all those beauty, but you don't seek the creator behind this beauty.And just like you want the engagement ring, but you don't want to have the bridegroom.
所以圣经上帝一再对我们说话，但是呢，人却听不到。为什么就听不到呢？
So basically, Bible teaches us that God speaks to us through all the format, but people can't hear why.
因为人听不到，是因为人心里有太多其他的声音了。
Because people cannot hear it because there is so many other voices in our heart.
我以前看过一个小故事啊，这个小故事好像也给大家分享过好多次了，我再分享一次。
And I read the story. I shared the story before, and I want to share this again.
就是很久以前呢，就是一个印第安人跟他的好朋友一起走在纽约的大街。
And one time, Indian people and tribal people and walk with his friend in the city of New York.
那么呢，在这个纽约车水马龙的大街上面，这个印第安人突然对他的朋友说：“他说你听啊，这个树上的知了声叫得多么美好啊
！”And in this very noisy New York street, and the Indian tribe people speak to his friend, "Hey, listen, this cricket on the tree sounds very beautiful."
那他的朋友就觉得不可思议，你又骗人！你说这么多车，这么吵，你怎么可能听到树上的知了呢？你骗人
！And the friend thinking you just fool me because there's such a noisy street. How can you hear the sound of the cricket on the tree？
啊，那这个印第安人说，那好，那我们来做一个实验。
And then the Indian guy said, "Okay, let's do an experiment."
好，他就掏出了一个硬币。
And he just pulled out a nickel, a quarter.
A quarter. 然后一放手，嘣，掉到地上了。
And he dropped in on the street.
但就看，哦，满街的人这时候脚步都停下来，都低头在看。
And so the street people nearby they all stop and to look around.
但你看这么小的声音，你看你们纽约人都听到了。
And he said, "Look, this is such a small noise. All the New Yorkers heard."
他说呢，因为我心里呢充满了是我的家乡，所以我走到哪儿我都听到家乡的声音。
So because I tell you why, because in my heart I feel with my home. So whenever I go, I hear the voice of my home.
你们纽约人呢，心里充满了钱，你们走到哪儿听到都钱的声音。
And New Yorker feel with the money, so whenever you hear the noise of money.
所以圣经告诉我们，上帝一直在呼唤我们，一直在呼唤我们，但是人却就是说听不到。
So Bible said God is calling us again and again all the time, but people cannot hear.
因为人也准确的说不是听不到，他不要听，他拒绝听，他要听其他的声音。
But precisely, it's not that they cannot hear because they don't want to hear, because they want to hear the other voice.
我们每天听到很多的声音，或者听到很多的呼唤。
We hear a lot of voice. We hear a lot of calling every day.
简单的说，就两种：一种来自于天父上帝的呼唤，一种来自于魔鬼的呼唤。
From the simple way, one is calling from God; the other calling is from the devil.
那么说到呼唤呢，我想起一本非常出名的书。这本书呢，是一个美国小说家写的，美国作家写的。
And talk about calling, I remember a book. That book is written by an American author.
全世界上的读者最多的美国小说是哪本书？有没有人知道
？And the most has the most reader of the American author, American novel is which one?
就是被世界上的人读的最多的一本美国小说到底是什么？美国作者写的美国小说到底是什么？
Does anyone know that was the most popular read most by the world is an American novel written by an American author? Which one is that?
有没有人知道？我，它有中文译本的，啊，伟大的盖茨比吗？哦，那是电影，哦，那个很多人看，还有没有
？Anyone know that?
飘是不是飘？老人与海是吧 ？OK， 节约大家时间啊。野性的呼唤
，and is called the rider。
杰克伦敦写的《野性的呼唤》。
Jack London authored that book, The Call of the Wild.
这是最多人读的，全世界最多人读的一本美国小说。
And this is the American novel that read by the most across the world.
我们今天来思想天赋上帝的呼唤，是不是？
Today we think about the call of the God, Heavenly God.
天赋上帝呼唤，人说听不到，听不到，没听。
And people cannot hear the call of God.
野性的呼唤大家都很喜欢听。
But people would like to hear the call of the wild.
美国很多很多的中小学的必读书都有野性的呼唤。
This is the must read book for the high school and junior high school student in the United States.
那这个作家好像看上去这么厉害，那他的写作风格到底是什么呢？
So this author, what is the style of his writing?
他说，笔锋粗犷，毫不掩饰的残忍和暴力。
Basically, style is he's very rooted and is never covered. It was cruelty and violence.
这就是杰克伦敦。
That's Jack London.
为什么他写的东西毫不掩饰的残忍和暴力呢？因为他是一个绝对的无神论者。
Why the things he wrote is like there is no shred of cover of violence and cruelty because he's an atheist.
他曾经说，他说我的死跟你的死跟一只被我打死的蚊子没有丝毫区别。
And what he said, one time he said, your death, my death.And the death of a mosquito squeezed by me has no difference.
他就是无神论者。
He's just an atheist.
好，那我们再说这个野性的呼唤，它到底是讲什么呢？
Then we go back to this book, The Call of the Wild.
他讲一只狗变成了一只狼。
He talk about how a dog become a wolf.
这个狗本来是在加州被人驯养的一个家犬。
And the dog was a pet, was in California, it was kind of raised by people.
后来去到寒冷的北方，那个淘金被那些淘金客就带到寒冷的北方去了。
And then it was took by gold miner to the cold northern state.
在那个残酷的那个环境里面，每天晚上听到那个狼的嚎叫声，那这个狗它就被这个嚎叫声所唤醒了。
And so every night the dog hears the crowing of the wolf.And so the dog is waking up by those.
当然中间发生一些事情啊。最后最终他是摆脱人的束缚，就是奔向森林，成为一只狼，而且成为一个非常凶残的狼王。这个狗的名字叫 Bark， 后来就成了狼。
And of course there's a lot of things happening, but in the end, in conclusion, that dog named Bark, in the end, it become a very crude.Wolf, and not only a wolf, but the king of the wolf.
当然了，这不是一个就是那么简单的一个动物小说，它其实描写的是人性，对不对？
Of course, it's not try to make it as a novel for the animal, but it talk about humanity.
所以人喜欢看的。
And so people like to watch.
所以这个无神论者杰克伦敦他认为人内心深处呢。真正是野性喜欢听的声音是什么？是野性的声音，或者按我的看法就是兽性的声音。人内心深处，你就是这样，你喜欢就喜欢听这个。
And basically, try to express is in our humanity. Humanity, we are desire for those wired calling.
没有什么人性的声音，更不要谈什么神性的呼唤了。
Never talk about humanity. Of course, not calling of a God.
所以当狗变成了狼的时候，它就成为它所谓顺从它心中那个呼唤，它就真正的自由了，真正的不受约束了，它就越来越活出它自己。我们今天不常听到这样的话吗？什么 be yourself, do yourself, 都是这样讲。
So basically what it shows is that the dog become a wolf because he submitted himself to the calling of his heart.And so it become this, just like today we are all here saying, "Do yourself, be yourself."
其实这就是世人喜欢的原因。就是为什么人听不到神的呼唤，人就喜欢听这种所谓的来自兽性的呼唤，其实是魔鬼的呼唤。
And so that's what people like to read. Where we want to listen to the call of our animal type of a feature actually is the call of from the devil.
时间的关系啊，魔鬼的呼唤就是什么？魔鬼呼唤就是说，你不要听从神的，啊，你不要去顺服上帝，你自己就做你的上帝。
So put a simple way, the call of the devil or Satan basically is don't hear the call of God, just hear the call of yourself. Be yourself. You're God of yourself.
所以你说他是野性的呼唤也好，兽性的呼唤，这个呼唤那呼唤也好，总之就是悖逆的呼唤。
And no matter what the call you gave a name call of wildness, and we can put a simple way is the call of rebellious.
啊。人喜欢听这样的声音。
And people want to hear such a calling.
所以这就是圣经说的没有人没有都听从福音，主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？
And that's what the Bible said. People didn't all hear the gospel, and the prophet said, Lord, who will believe what we preach?
所以使徒人说，人的罪不仅使人偏离正道。更使人厌恶回家。
And so Spurgeon basically said that people's sin, our sin is not only lead us away from the right path, but also make us hate to go back to home.
但是感谢神，接下来的经文呢，就是最感人的一句经文，就是至于以色列人，他说：“我整天伸手呼唤那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。”
But thank God, the scripture last verse of the scripture we read in the beginning of today is that as for Israelites, every day I stretch and call the rebellious people.
上帝不知道人的内心吗？上帝完全知道。
Does God don't know our heart? Of course, He knows.
上帝完全知道人心里想听什么样的声音。
And God, of course, knows what people want to hear inside of them.
上帝不知道人身上本来有神的形象，但是堕落败坏的人却放着人不愿意做，要去跟从魔鬼。
And God knows that even men are created in the image of God, but when they sin, that they are not want to have that, but they want to follow the devil.
上帝都知道，但是上帝知道这一切，他还是整天来呼唤人。他没有说啊，够了吧，厌了吧，烦了吧，他不讲这样，他整天呼唤人。
And God knows that, but even that, but the scripture said God every day he stretched and he called.
而且这些呢，却一再的悖逆，一再的顶嘴，但是上帝呢，依然伸手呼唤。
And he called the people is again the rebellious against God, and but again God stretched out and called them.
那么，其实我们每个人可能最熟悉的呼唤就是小时候，天晚了，我们的爸爸妈妈喊我们回家。
Of course, I think for us most warm and feeling probably remember when we are young and we are children and parents when the.Getting dark, parents call us go home.
而魔鬼撒旦的诡计是什么呢？就是哎呀，你不要回到上帝那里，你不要回到你的造物主那里，你偏行你自己的路，你走你自己的路，其实就是把人带到跟魔鬼一样的堕落之路上去了。
Satan's of the teaching basically said, don't listen to the call of God, just walk your own path, and eventually walk into His destruction.
好，我们今天呢，从圣经的经文来思想，上帝一直在伸手呼唤我们，我们也思想为什么罪人总是拒绝神的呼唤。
So to move from the Bible, we think that God every day He stretched out, He called us, and we also think why sinners always refuse such a calling.
那么但是感谢神，圣经给我们最大的安慰，就是即便罪人一再的顶嘴，一再的悖逆。但是天父上帝直到今天还在整天的伸手呼唤。
But thank God, even that we are again and again rebels against God, and today up to today, God is again and again stretch out and called us.
好，我给大家读几处圣经的经文。
I want to read some scripture for you.
主耶稣说，在马太福音十一章二十八节。
Jesus said in the book of Matthew.
凡劳苦担重担的， 可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
So all heavy burdened, come to me, I will give you rest.
约翰福音六章三十五节，耶稣说：“我是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Come to me, they will not be thirsty. Trust me, they will never hungry.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave only begotten Son, so that whoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life.
直到今天，神还是向我们发出这样的呼唤。
Until today, God is still calling us in this way.
所以圣灵也光照了我们，让我们听见神的呼唤。而不被魔鬼各样的谎言所迷惑。
May the Holy Spirit light us through the Word of God. We hear this calling and not be fooled by all the liars of Satan.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you. You give us the Word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is lamp upon feet, light upon path.
照亮我们，保守我们，不让我们掉到魔鬼撒旦谎言的黑暗当中。
Light us, so let us fall in the darkness of the liars of Satan.
也光照带领我们，让我们能够跟从神的心意，而不是自己偏行己路。
So also lead us that we will follow the word of God, but not go on our own way.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天我们的信息就到这里。
好，我们再次我们唱一首回应的诗歌。好，三一颂，我们请大家一同起立，我们来唱三一颂。